Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
Remember who you're talking to, Mike.
Hello.
Chat with Women.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
Don't listen to people who tell you it's never been done before. If I had looked at the SWAT team, it was an all-male team, and thought, you know what, if I had done that, I wouldn't have had the incredible experiences.
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
You're living in that virtual world too much.
That's right. Very virtual.
Come on out with us and play.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage, and that will bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And hey, what a great time are we having today. Our all-time favorite guest, adventure world traveler Helen Thayer, is here, and she just called me up one day and said, hey, instead of doing the next show, that could we bring a guest. And I, for the first time in over 20 years, without even knowing who she's talking about, said, okay. And here we are. And who knows? We now have an official Animal World chaplain. Chaplain Mike Neal is here. He's the senior chaplain for the Washington State Patrol and Department of Fish and Wildlife. Over 30 years as a Fish and Wildlife officer, 15 years as a police firearms instructor, and 16 years as a police dog handler. I just can't imagine. Well, also author, The Miracle of Africa. We're talking about that now, and that's where we are in the story. There's just no way, and you know, and could you think of, and I'm sure, Mike, you thought, 3 hours. What are we going to do on a three-hour radio show? Well, we don't call it the fastest 3 hours in radio for nothing. It just flies by, and there's no way we're going to get to everything we need to with you. Mm-hmm. So we're just, when we end this show, we'll just be looking at calendars and how fast can we get you back. And, you know, who thought, you know, a yogi who talks to animals with a born-again Christian chaplain would have love at first sight in the parking lot, you know? But, and that's what happened to Helen. And in case you missed the first hour, Helen and Bill lost very dear friends in the Oso mudslide. Helen, you were just telling us that you really don't have family other than your mom and Bill.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And one of your dear friends, and how many, seven friends of
we
yours?
We lost six.
Six.
And one was like, had been like a sister to me for 22 years.
And you had, you heard Chaplain Mike on the radio addressing the Oso stuff, and you were so taken by his words, and it helped you so much that you called him, and the rest is kind of history.
Yes, we had an hour-long conversation that night on the phone, and then one thing led to another, and I'm also now a board member of the Washington State Chaplain Foundation as well. So,
oh, they got you in, they hooked you right away, huh? Don't
I'm
let
involved.
This one get away.
See, I'm
smart
no
move.
Fool, right?
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
I really believe in what they do because, you know, I've personally been involved, you know, being helped by chaplains in two climbing accidents.
Well, and let's and deviate then, from the books here just a minute to go into that, because I intimated in the first hour that I had no idea that the State Patrol and the Washington, you know, the Department of Fish and Wildlife had a fleet, if you will, of chaplains. I mean, it makes total sense, but that's just something, even with all the programming I've done with the Department of Fish and Wildlife, didn't really know that. And I do feel connected to the Department of Fish and Wildlife, and which is what I thought about immediately when I heard Mike was a chaplain. And related to all of this was one of our regular guests for a number of years was Rocky Spencer, who mm-hmm. was a Department of Fish and Wildlife agent. And he is the one that came up with the idea to bring the Carilion Bear Dogs into service for mm-hmm. Department of Fish and Wildlife. And mm-hmm. so started coming on the show, and we did fundraising to, you know, get the money to get the first dog. And geez, now the department has
five.
Yeah,
I
mean, they keep adding because I know we with the first three we introduced them all on the air in the studio, but I've kind of lost track since. That's my long-winded story here. Is the tragedy in September of 2007 when Rocky was killed on the job in Eastern Washington, I believe.
And, right, helicopter.
A helicopter and walked into the blades, and apparently mm-hmm. something that he had done
hundreds,
you know,
of times.
Gazillions of times.
Right.
And people can talk about stories, people walking into blades. It's
we were so shocked. Mm-hmm. We were so shocked. And I can remember when it happened. I can remember hearing about it. I can remember that we did, you know, tribute shows to Rocky. I went to the funeral, and apparently you also, Chaplain
right.
Mike, had
right.
a special connection.
Yeah, he just got disoriented as he was they had darted a sheep, and then they were flying around looking for a place to land, and he was digging in his bag, getting all of his stuff, wasn't paying attention, and when the pilot came down in, and there wasn't a flat place to land, he just kind of had to rest his chopper against the hillside, and then Rocky got out and was disoriented and went uphill. So, yeah.
Oh, but what a tragedy. And now, you actually knew Rocky and were a close friend of his, were you
yeah,
not?
Yeah, I was. In fact, I had the first dog program with the Department of Game, Department of Wildlife. I started the canines in 1983. I had a I retired a dog in 91 and then got another one. And we went through a merger in 1994. And the Department of Fisheries and Department of Wildlife merged. And new administrators came in, new concept, new ideas. And the guy who took over the chief's position decided that they weren't going to have a dog program anymore. And so I couldn't carry my dog in my patrol car anymore. It brought me to my knees. A lot of people don't understand that a police dog is not a pet. A police dog is a partner. A police dog will give their life for you. And you become it becomes a team where you, you build this incredible relationship. You spend all your time. You spend more time with a dog than you do with your kids or your wife. And it becomes just this incredible bond where the dog has to be obedient. Absolutely demand obedience because the handler is the one that protects the dog from either cars or danger, or if the dog won't recall at the instant, then it's not going to work because the handler is constantly watching out for the dog. So.
Yeah, and you don't know this, but I had a long background with police dogs and so forth because I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, but I also am a vet tech and worked in veterinary hospitals for 20 years, and the veterinary hospital I managed at the last years of that time were the official vet and caretakers for the Seattle Police Department,
okay.
Canine
All
dogs.
Right.
So a lot of experience with the officers, with the dogs, caring for the dogs. And in fact, they talked me in, because I was a behavior therapist and trainer, they talked me into going out on their Friday night runs with them because they needed a female, you know, to take into the middle of nowhere and park you in bushes somewhere with a sleeve, and they'd leave you there to age the track.
Exactly.
You know, I'm at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of someplace I've never been, and an area of town you really don't want to be in, a blackberry bushes with sleeve on my arm, waiting an hour, you know, before they come back with the dog to search and find me. And yeah,
right.
So you know, I've had some fun times.
Well, but, yeah, a lot has changed. Rocky was inspired by the dogs that
the
I had.
Oh, that you had.
Right.
And what breed of dog?
Well, I had shepherds.
Shepherds, okay.
And I started these dogs when we were looking for poaching, and we were looking for poachers. And
uh-huh.
That's what I trained my dog for: meat detection, for tracking human scent, and for officer protection.
Wow,
and so,
okay.
I lost my partner in 94. I actually had to give him up, and it was one of the reasons that I came to my knees in 94, because they didn't take the dog away from me, but they said you can't carry him in a patrol car anymore. So I couldn't leave him home because, you know, he was like, well, why aren't I going with you? He didn't understand it, so I had to give him away, and he died the following year of a stomach torsion. Yeah.
And a broken heart.
Yeah, and I understood why he died, because it almost killed me, and it probably was one of the factors that made me come to Christ. But what I was getting at is that in the 80s we didn't have cougar and bear problems because we had hound hunters, and then they outlawed hound hunting.
Right.
And so what that officially did was, we still had hound hunters around, but if we had problem bear or cougar, which we didn't have a lot because the populations were kept in check, but if we did have one, we could always call a hound hunter and they would come tree the bear for us and we could dart it and take care of it. But when they outlawed it in Washington, most of the guys left and went to other states where it was legal. And so we lost all of our hound hunters. Then we ended up with a bigger bear and cougar problem with no way to take care of it. So then the state had to come up with a way to be able to tree a cat or a bear. So
yeah.
They instituted the Karelian bear dog.
Yeah,
program.
That's where Rocky got the idea for the Karelian bear dogs.
Yeah.
And of course, Mishka was an incredible dog.
Yeah, Mishka's still
And Mishka's still working with Bruce.
Yeah.
It was the original dog. Yeah. So that's an interesting connection with everything. One area I'd love to talk about, I don't know if we'll get to it on today's show. We'll see where we go with all of this because we got to go back to Africa here and finish up there. Mm-hmm. But I'd love to get into, here's our animal world chaplain, Mike, who time traveler, woo-woo guy, who's dealing, bucking the Christian system with do animals go to heaven and saying absolutely they do and have souls. But at the same time, he's talking about trophy hunting and big game hunting and being a hunter all his life. And then, you know, and the hound hunters. I think that would be a great subject to discuss of how your faith, your understanding that animals have souls and go to heaven. How does that jive with the hunting and all of that?
Yeah. I kind of think where we left off was kind of right. And as my as God spoke to me on that
right,
day
in February. Right, so where we left you,
So the question
kind
of was
in the hospital, right?
Yeah, and then he passed away.
But you had made before that, you were praying to God and saying.
Well, I was in my patrol car on this February morning in 1994. I had just lost my police dog 1 month prior to that, and I had contemplated just quitting the agency. But it was a lifelong dream of mine to be a fish and wildlife officer. And I was kind of stuck in this. And so, so then when I was in my patrol car on that morning, February 4th, 1994, and heard that voice, I said,
That was the don't let your ego get in,
right.
in the way of
and
your
then I
being.
Thought back to my son, and I heard the voice again, you know, said he's not yours, he's mine. So then I realized that was from God. And so I said, well, I don't know what that means. And so, Lord, if that's you, tell me what that means. And he said, you've paid some dues in your life to get where you are, and you wear that on your shirt sleeve. Don't let your dues get in the way of what you could become. Well, at that very moment, I knew that I didn't think of that, that was a whisper that came into my soul. And I knew that it was, from God, and I always believed there probably was a God, but I didn't know Him personally. And I like to say that, you know, they should lock up new Christians for at least 6 months in a padded room before they let them out, because what they do is they run around and tell everybody that God is real. And so, and a lot of people, you know, say that's nice, and they pat you on the back, and I began at that time because I had 11 dogs in my in our married life, Sue and I. In fact, I like to say that I actually dogged her out because she doesn't she's content not to have a dog. And so
That's a whole nother discussion.
Yeah, we could have her on here. She could.
Yeah, Aunt Martha needs to talk to Sue.
Yeah. So it was.
So had your son been in an accident, or what was wrong? Why was your son in the hospital?
He was born 3 months premature and lived 6 weeks in intensive care.
Okay, and so you were praying and asked to be given this boy,
right.
and God said he's mine, not yours.
Yeah.
And you said you'd do anything, even give your life, all of that. And you thought you had a deal. And then the next morning, you got the phone call.
Yeah.
That your son had passed away.
Yeah.
And you said you felt, where we left off is that you felt betrayed.
I felt betrayed. And
so
that,
what happened?
I offered a fair deal. And I was probably a two-Sunday-a-monther churchgoer who watched his watch to find out what time the sermon would be over.
Yeah, how quick can we, is it? When have I done my time?
After that happened, it just turned my life upside down. It literally did. And I began to see things I hadn't seen before and understand things I hadn't understood before about God and life in general and how things work in the universe and why bad things happen, how I had held on so tightly to Isaac, this 105-pound black German shepherd, so hard and almost to the point of idolizing. And I decided that I would never hold anything like that again, that everything I had I would hold in an open hand to God, because that's how God changes you. Either puts things in your life that change you, or he takes things out of your life. And I realized that you can't try to hold on to things that he decides to change you and to progress your life. And you can't hold on to those things. You have to let them go. That's why I got my third dog. I named him Isaac, because of what Abraham had done by taking his son Isaac to a mountaintop and releasing him to God. And it's in the Old Testament in Genesis. So I named him Isaac. And anyway, yeah, this, I've been a dog person my whole life. I have loved dogs. You look into their eyes and you know that there's something more beyond. And I knew that God did not create animals to go back to the dust of the earth and not exist. And I realized as I began to read the scriptures and look into the question, I mean, we've all been taught from children that animals do not have a soul. And I believe that animals are, like I said earlier, a physical manifestation of angels, but there's something that we see. Now, there's two kinds of angels, obviously. There's angels and demons, and I think you can have either with an animal. But they are not held to a level of accountability that humans are, because humans are made in the image of God. And so animals are innocent. They, if you read Genesis, Adam and Eve, they were disobedient, and so sin came into the world. But animals were subjected, and this it talks about Romans 8. Animals were subjected to the sin, but they're not held accountable for that sin, like people are. And the reason is because they don't have a choice about whether God exists or not. They have a faith. And if you read in Job, Job 12:7, it says, "But ask the animals, and they will tell you, for which of these does not know the hand of God has done all this?" Now, this, I think, is more than just like a scripture that says the trees clap their hands. It's actually saying, ask the animals, ask the birds of the sky, speak to the earth, or let the fish of the sea inform you. Obviously, they cannot talk, but there is a silent communication that comes from the earth. There's a silent testimony that comes from each and every animal, bird or fish, about who God is. If you're willing to look past and look beyond the things of the flesh and the things of the earth, if you're willing to look past them, you will understand that they speak in their own way. And now I think that they have such an incredible faith about God that God puts this barrier between us and animals that they cannot share their faith with humans, because if they did share their faith with you and I, it would take our choice away. And so that's what God prevents animals from sharing, is their testimony. But I do believe that they all teach us about who God is. And so, I found that scripture. I also found a scripture in Hebrews that says Christ is the heir of all things. So what does that mean? He's the heir of all things. Does that mean he gets my truck after it has too many miles on it, or does he want my house after it's gone? He doesn't care. Those are earthly things. He is heir to the heavenly things that are created through him and the things that are here. And that, I believe, is going to what make heaven an incredible place, because it's filled with the creatures. I mean, here we see a bird here, we see a bird there. When we go into eternity, we will see every creature that has ever lived on this earth. They will all be there, and we'll have a different relationship with those animals than we can ever even imagine.
All right, we are going to take a time out, take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the first time in this hour. And trust me, everyone, I hear you in my ears, because everyone is out there thinking, is she going to tell him what she believes, what she's been talking to us about for all these years? And how is that going to go if she does? Well, we'll see.
But I was going to say, can you imagine the comfort that I got when he told me this about Charlie? Because now I know I'm going to see Charlie again.
Oh, of course you will. Of course you will.
So that was another comfort that he gave us.
See, but I'll tell you, we can talk to Charlie right now if you want to. But anyway, we'll see how far that goes and what I get guided to do. But I already know no matter where we go, it's going to be okay. Because we already know that we're family and you know, and not everybody is exactly where everybody else is. And but yeah, I know. I'm just hearing from a lot. Drop some seeds, Martha. Drop some seeds. And, of course, it's going both ways. So, anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Now's the time to refinance, but where do you go? You want an experienced, reputable lender. Someone who offers VA, FHA, conventional, and investment loans. You want a mortgage lender who works with a variety of different lenders. Someone who shares your values. Someone you can trust. That someone is Margaret Peggy Kaler, the branch manager at Westar Pacific Mortgage. Call Peggy at 425-329-3960. Or you can email her at pkaler@westarpacific.com. NMLS number 3933352, Westar Pacific Mortgage, NMLS 1100211, and WA-CL number 1100211. WBA Westar Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 93243, an equal opportunity lender.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell welcomed Rebecca Norrington, who has advice on happiness that you can take to the bank. She went from unhappy to happy and explains how you can too.
On Saturday, Kelly Sullivan Walden, the Dream Doctor, discusses those nighttime movies and what they really mean.
Then for fun, we play an hour of dream music. So stay in your pajamas this dreamy weekend.
Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information. Attention pet lovers, we all want the best for our pets, and that includes quality of life, longevity, and overall well-being. Raymakers Nutrition has developed a line of patented products that have been shown to dramatically improve immune function, improve response to vaccines by over 400%, and help strengthen the systems in the body that fight cancer cells. Introducing Veterinary Immune Tabs. These chewable tabs are safe for dogs and cats. Find out more about how Veterinary Immune Tabs can improve your pet's longevity and state of wellness. Contact Dr. Bill Burlingame at BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com or call 425-903-1913.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're in the middle of the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Oh, boy. Put your seatbelts on. We're having a show today. I'm just delighted to have in the studio again, as always, our world adventure traveler, Helen Thayer, is here. And sight unseen, without knowing who, she said, I want to bring a special guest. And I said yes. And here we are with Chaplain Mike Neal. He is the senior chaplain for the Washington State Patrol and Department of Fish and Wildlife Police. 30 years as a fish and wildlife officer, 15 years as a police firearms instructor, 16 years as a police dog handler, and is the author of The Miracle of Africa, fantastic novel. Helen and Bill think it's the best book they've ever read, and he's already getting close to finishing, or was finished the sequel, but is doing the artwork. But he's also a very gifted artist. The cards and stuff that he's done are incredible. We'll have to find out, you know, how y'all can get a hold of those as well. We're talking, though, about kind of his thing, which is, do animals go to heaven? Do they have souls? We've been discussing all of that. And I'm kind of feeling like, well, you know, we might as well just get all the cards on the table, don't you think? Because we've got a pretty good idea of where Mike is coming from. And although I'm fascinated to know, he was just talking about the where the soul concept came from. And maybe I want to hear that. But in the previous segment, you were talking about something about that animals don't share with us their spiritual beliefs or their knowing God exists, and I would respectfully disagree with that on one level, only because my role is with the animals, and one thing I say all the time to my clients, especially when it comes to, we were talking about Helen, Chaplain Neal, you losing your dog, and Helen losing Charlie, and how painful that can be. And I am often called upon to do some grief work and helping people with that process. And I often say that, you know, it's simpler for animals because they know their spirit first and physical body second.
Right.
And
I believe that.
We can learn a lot from them, actually.
I think their jaw would hit the floor if they found out that humans had a choice between whether or not God existed or not.
Oh, they know.
Yeah.
I believe that, whether they're consciously aware of it, I mean, just I believe that animals have personalities and are on a path just like we are. Well, and so, okay, cards on the table time I'm hearing. Just so you know, Chaplain Mike, because most of our listeners know this, and to be fair, some believe what I do and are on board, and some don't. And we just honor each other, and the right for everyone to be where they are and believe what they believe. And
that's the way I believe.
You know, we'll meet up on the other side and say, okay, you were right and I was right, and this is right and this is not, and all that kind of stuff. But at any rate, I was raised Episcopal, high Episcopal, and all of that as a child, and got back onto a spiritual path like 25, 30 years ago. And then most recently, I was drawn a number of years ago to the Ananda Church of Self-Realization. And, you know, I've referred to myself as a yogi now. I am a disciple of Paramahansa Yogananda. You can see the pictures of the masters here. And the history there is Yogananda, being an Indian guru from India, was sent to the United States back, in the 30s, or 40s, and he believes he was sent, well, actually, I mean, the long history story is that Jesus came to Babaji and said, you know, things are not quite working at the Church of God here, and we need to kind of do something to fix what's going on. And through that, Gilgananda was sent to the States to incorporate and teach the similarity of Eastern and Western religious philosophy, and that, you know, we all come from the same place.
Mm-hmm.
We all come from the same God. So in my spiritual teachings, we not only honor the Bible and what is said there, but also the Bhagavad Gita. And it's amazing the similar, because they both say the same thing, basically, just in a different language. At any rate, for me, the understanding that animals have souls or that go to heaven is like preaching to the choir, because I've known that all of my life. I argued with it for a long time because, you know, those supposedly more knowledgeable than I were telling me otherwise. But it's like in my heart, I knew that was not the case. But my understanding, and this is where I told Mike, I said, I'd love him to do another project because he's working on, you know, the bucking the system on do animals go to heaven. I'm wondering where you are on like multiple lifetimes or past life situations. And if you believe in that, because we find lots of passages in the Bible and the Bhagavad Gita that support that. And for me, my understanding is that we are on a soul progression, that we as individuals, I believe we're all part of God, that we kind of, you know, start in the collective whole of God, we kind of pop out, and then we have to work our way back to God. And in that process, well, Master Paramahansa Yogananda says it takes millions and millions of lifetimes to even get to the point of wanting to know God again. And so I believe when a soul comes into the earth plane, that you come in the mineral kingdom, you work your way through the mineral kingdom, then the plant kingdom, then the animal kingdom, then up, you know, you start in like the lower vibrational energies, the insects, you know, and then up to the reptiles and mammals, and then wild. And then the last step before incarnating in human form is domestic animals to get used to being humans. And then you come into the human form, and that's where all the trouble starts. Because of the ego and the brain, you know, and all that sort of thing. And then there's lots of lifetimes before you get to a point to be able to, and look at you, you got the message, don't let your ego get in the way of your being, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when you say, you're going to see each other again now, I believe that's just a given for me. But I also communicate with animals and believe that they think and reason, have feelings and emotions, and I teach telepathic empathetic communication, you know, and teach communicating telepathically and empathetically and all that sort of stuff. So it's very interesting how, and we'll have to find out where we have connection on this sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm interested in knowing what you were going to tell us about the concept of soul and where that came from.
Okay, so, well, I'm very Christian, and I do believe in the Bible, and I do believe, you know, in that Christ died on a cross for us. And you know, and he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And you know, he told the thief on the cross, today you'll be with me in paradise. As far as, you know, I think there's a lot of things that, you know, God doesn't tell us,
but what he
does tell us in the Bible is truth, and, you know, we can hang our hat on that. We can hang our hat on those promises, and so, but Where were you?
Soul concept.
The soul concept. Well, I believe, I'm pretty sure that the soul concept was a thing of the Catholic Church that became a tradition of the Catholic Church. And I heard a story, and I don't know if it's a joke or if it's true. So, but there was, the question was posed in the 300s, whether or not animals had soul. And the, and it was unanimous. They said no. And then the next question was, well, do women? And
do women have souls?
And women won by one vote. So.
Oh, wow.
So that's what I heard. I don't know if it's true, but it's kind of funny, I think. It's kind of, if it is true, it's kind of telling.
Well, things sure have changed now.
Things certainly have changed, haven't they? Yeah,
we've made sure they change.
You've come a long way, baby. Isn't that the
right.
the thing?
So the soul, the whole soul concept has been passed down. I've done research and seen where a lot of the scholars have said, well, the Bible writers weren't really concerned about whether animals were going to heaven or not. However, there's lots of stuff in the Bible that does talk about animals in heaven. And when in Revelations, when John saw a vision and was he heard all the creatures in heaven singing praises of God. So that was creatures, those are animals. And so we do know horses, there's horses there. We do know that a lion will lay down with a lamb.
It's fascinating because there are so many similarities, but there's also differences here, and I suppose we can talk about it because after all it's Sunday and we have a chaplain in the house.
Okay.
Because you were talking about the Bible and Jesus dying on the cross for us. I say our teachings go into a little more detail with that and what. And you can see, I have kind of an altar plaque here that you see that's sitting here, which we believe to be our line of gurus. And you can see who's sitting there right front and at the top is Master Jesus.
Yeah, he's the only one that actually said that he was God.
I don't think he said he was God.
Yeah,
I think he said, me and my Father are one. And I believe when there's, you can only get there through me, speaking of the Christed consciousness that you get through. But nonetheless, back to the dying on the cross for us, what our teachings, the line of gurus is Jesus, Babaji Krishna, Lahiri Mahashai, and then Swamiji Sri Yukteswar was the guru to Paramhansa Yogananda. And what they have passed down to us is saying, and this is J. Donald Walters, who became Swami Kriyananda, who founded Ananda, has written about this and talked about it. His understanding from Yogananda was that, yes, Jesus did die on the cross, but not in the sense of for everyone forever. I personally have a little bit of problem with that, saying that, well, Jesus died for us, so we can go out and do whatever we want because he took care of it. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
And
that wasn't the message.
Right, but what my teaching says is that Jesus transmuted the karma, if you will, of his disciples. And if you, not for the masses, for his disciples. And if you look back at it, which is what Swamiji Kriyananda would say, you can look at the evidence. What happened after he went? The disciples all got better. But look what's happened to mankind since there. We've gotten worse. Okay, and that's one of their arguments for why do you need a guru to help teach you to get back to God and help transmute all the karma and all that kind of stuff. At any rate, so, we're not that far apart, but my understanding is that they're all part of the same whole. And I do believe that we are all sons and daughters of God. We're all aspects of God. And that's what the soul is. is a piece, if you will, and that we're wanting to get back to the whole. Now, the other thing, the other point I wanted to say is that I would love for you to read. There's a recent book out. This first thing that ever made sense to me, it's called The Yugas. And that's ever made sense about, you know, because there's the big argument about the evolution of man and did God really create anything or did it all, we all evolve and all of this. And I have a strong belief from my mother from way back when I was a child related to this, because she would say two things. And one was, well, you know, all these people that say that, well, God didn't create, you know, humans and Earth and all of this sort of stuff. And these people that talk about, you know, the Big Bang, and they all say, well, in the beginning, two particles of dust came together and boom, and then all of a sudden here's creation and we evolve from there. And she'd say, well, where the heck did those two pieces of dust come from?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay? Now, and then she'd say, and this was to whether there are other than just humans in the universe and so forth. And she'd say, she said, I think it's pretty selfish for us to think that we're the only humanoid types, you know, around. She said, for all we know, our whole universe could be a little molecule inside, or an atom inside a molecule inside of the leg of a chair in a whole other big universe. So I had kind of a really big sense from my mom, even as a child.
Yeah, I don't think we really have a sense of how big the universe is.
So anyway, this book, The Yugas, I'd love to get this book to you. It's the Eastern belief of the evolution and kind of the process on the Earth. And of course, you have to kind of understand the, you know, millions and millions of lifetimes to get back to God and where we're going. And it describes evolution is not linear, but secular and like a circle, and that we go, the yugas are periods of time that are thousands of years, and that at the bottom is the Kali Yuga, which is like the Dark Ages, and that's where a lot of this stuff happened. And we have just entered into the Dwapara Yuga, which is a few thousand years, and in that time we learn about energy and all of that. And then there's a Treta Yuga, which is metal stuff, and then the top of the circle, and it takes, it's like 26,000 years to go all the way around. But the idea being is that we just go around and around and around in this. And it's the first explanation that has ever made sense to me about how the pyramids were built and all of that kind of stuff, because what was known in that age and all of that. Anyway, it's quite fascinating, and and especially because I know, you know, we wouldn't be here together if we weren't supposed to connect on all these levels. And for crying out loud, you're time traveling and doing books, you know, and all this stuff. And I'd love to know what you would get with all of this information. So I think, you know, we'll exchange books here and have to continue all of this. But I'm wondering, when with your thing, you know, do animals go to heaven? And you believe absolutely, and I think you're totally right on all of that. But how are you received in the world of being Christian? And I have to say, when you say, well, you know, I'm really Christian, I think we're all Christians, because I think we're all part of the Christ consciousness, which for me is the mind of God. But nonetheless, how are you received? Do you talk about this with others?
The fact is that, you know, I have scripture to back it up. So you know, I've gotten some eyebrows over it, and some people don't, you know, don't actually believe that that's all that Christian. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, it's all backed up with scripture. I mean, when you look at Hebrews, you know, that says Christ is the heir of all things, it's kind of hard to argue, you know, what are those things that he's heir to. And if he's not heir, if he's not heir to those things, the things that God created here on the earth, then isn't that an error in the Bible? You know, doesn't it go against kind of God's nature? You know, God created all those, heavenly creatures that are here on the earth. And, you know, I don't think it's fair. I mean, here's a perfect example. I watched the animal, some animal show the other night. It was on Africa. And so here's a illustration, a picture of Africa, zebras, and they're showing this stallion who one of his mares had had a foal with another stallion, and so he's going to kill the stallion, and the filmers film this incredible.
It's kind of like if a lion takes over, a male lion takes over the pride. Yeah. He goes in and kills all the offspring.
Yeah. So here's this incredible footage that they have of this zebra that's being killed by this foal zebra that's being killed by the stallion who's claimed this other mare, and he's going to wipe out his predecessor, his opponent. He's going to stamp out. You know, and here's an innocent little foal that just ends up getting killed. You know, nature's very cruel. Nature mm-hmm. is incredibly cruel. And so, you know, but God is incredibly loving, and God is incredibly merciful and graceful. And and so you look at that scene and you have peace with it, knowing that, you know, God takes care of these kinds of things, these cruelties of nature. And actually, you know, like where the lion does not survive unless he takes that 2 week old, Cape buffalo out of the herd and eats it, you know, and mm-hmm. that's how the lion survives. And nature is cruel. It's not a pretty place sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, and there are logical reasons. Now, I have to interrupt us because we have to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. But fortunately, we have another whole hour to go. So let's do that, and then we will continue our discussion. Helen Thayer is here, adventure traveler, and Animal World's chaplain, Mike Neal, is here. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you know someone with an object hoarding or animal hoarding situation? BioClean Incorporated can help. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer. You're someone they want to help. Actually, disposing of so many items can be emotionally overwhelming, and the staff at BioClean Incorporated understands this. They design a unique process specifically to meet your needs. The team at BioClean helps determine which things are valuable to the recovering hoarder and absolutely essential, what items are appropriate to clean and keep, what things can be donated to charity, and finally, what can be thrown away. The BioClean professional cleanup team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. They can arrange for any repairs, painting, or cleaning that will be needed so the house becomes habitable again. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated combines compassion with expertise and professionalism. They understand taking that first step is the hardest. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300. Or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information.
Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair discusses issues that are important to you, like good health and well-being, finding a new job and building your business, overcoming life's big challenges and making sense out of chaos, and living with passion and joy. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. See conversationslive.net for show schedule and guest information.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Following the herd is fine until they lead you off a cliff. Think for yourself. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we've got another full hour to go, and we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And right now, before we get back into our discussion, because, you know, we just get carried away, and we're on, well, and we got lots to talk about still, but we need to take care of current events. Okey-dokey on the current events. Here's a new one, and this is an interesting one if you happen to be one that likes to join demonstrations. There is a physician-led demonstration at the University of Washington on October 16th to urge the UW to stop the use of live pigs in paramedic training. Apparently, they're one of the only paramedic trainers around that are using live pigs anymore, and you know, technology has improved enough. There are other ways to do it without torturing pigs. So if you want to participate in that, it's Thursday, October 16th at 11 a.m. outside the UW Medical Center, which is at 1959 Northeast Pacific Street. They'd like you to use the nearby public parking, and signs will be provided. Here's a new one. Dogtoberfest 2014, Saturday, October 18th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Irishman in Everett, 2923 Colby Ave. It's a fundraiser for Save-A-Mutt. Now, they were previously Scrub-A-Mutt, and now because they do so many rescuing, they don't just wash dogs for charity benefits. They save them, too. It's $5 a person cover donation. Includes a trivia card and a door prize ticket. There's raffles, prizes, and fun. You got to be 21 or older to attend. Dogs are welcome outside on leash, and you can go to scrub-a-mutt.org for more information. And remember, if you can't write any of these down, don't panic. Just go, when you get to your computer, go to www.marthanorwalk.com and click on current events. Another new one, Hope for Old Hounds, luncheon and fundraiser to benefit Old Dog Haven, is Saturday, November 1st, noon to 3 p.m. at the Snohomish Historical Society Waltz Building and Gazebo. In Snohomish, www.olddoghaven.org for more info. 17th Annual Black Cat Ball and Gala Dinner and Auction benefiting Perfect Pals is October 25th, and the Streamkeeper Association Northwest Stream Center up in Everett has got some great programming going on. The Dragonfly, followed by the showing of the 1994 black and white film Creature of the Black Lagoon, Friday, October 10th, 7 p.m., in the Stream Center's auditorium in Everett. The event's free, but you got to call for a reservation because space is limited. 425-316-8592 or www.streamkeeper.org. Welcome to Suburbia, sharing our neighborhoods with wrens, robins, woodpeckers, and other wildlife. Thursday, October 9th, 7 p.m., Northwest Stream Center in Everett. John Marsluff will introduce his latest book. Remember, he's the guy that's done the great stories about the crows and stuff and all of that. Great speaker. That's $5 if you're a member of the Streamkeeper organization, or $7 if you're not. Again, you got to call for reservations. And, oh, the annual bat presentation, Friday, October 17th at 7 p.m. at the Northwest Stream Center. Let's see. Remember, you can get a 12th man discount on Fridays at Seattle Humane. Happening today, I forgot there is a Happening Today event. If you, when you're done listening to Animal World, if you buzz over to the University Village, there, the Seattle Humane's annual walk for the animals is going on, and the U Village is Fido Fest, so they've got adoptions, wine tasting, live music, and a whole lot more, and that's going on all day over at the University Village in Seattle. And that pretty much covers current events. Other than to tell you, next week it's a harmonic energy shifting and balancing Sunday with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon. They'll be here with their acutonics forks and bells and puas, Tibetan bowls, and all of that. So be sure you plan to call in for sessions with them. And wouldn't you know, that just takes up the second hour of this week's edition. So we're just going to go right to closing out this hour, firing up hour number three. And then we're going to be talking to Chaplain Mike. Well, I have a lot of questions about, you know, I've always wondered, never asked anybody, what's the difference? What's a chaplain and a minister and a reverend and a, what's all that and how do you do all and all? Will you answer those questions for us?
Yeah.
All right, we'll start with that next. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.